It was so cold last night that our water pipes froze. But not just froze, but
froze and busted.
And if you stuck a pin in a balloon, it would
bust.
People used to buy flour in a
barrel.
What did molasses come in when you used to buy it in fairly large quantities?
They would come in barrels too. Big old chimes. 5 gallon jugs.
So what do you use to enable you to pour water in a narrow mouth bottle? Pour water in.
Funnel.
What do you use to urge your horses to go faster when you're riding in a buggy?
Whip.
If you bought fruit at the store, the grocer would put them in a
paper poke sack.
What do you call that bag or sack that potatoes are shipped in?
Potato sack.
Well, it, you know, feed comes in them too, those kind of bags.
Crocus sack, toe sack.
What would you call the amount of corn you might take to a mill at one time to be ground?
Bushel, peck.
But any other kind of quantity that you tell me? What about the amount of wood you can carry?
Like
your mother sends you out and say, bring in
a load of wood.
Just a load
for the wood.
And when the light burns out in an electric lamp, you have to put in a new one.
Bulb.
When you carry washing out to hang it up on the line, you carry it out in a
basket, clothes basket.
Where do nails come in?
Keg.
What runs around the barrel that holds the wood and the staves in place? What's that called?
Just some wire station that holds it together. Band.
You never had any, heard any other word for it. Sometimes you take them off and throw them down the street. Did you ever hear that as a kid?
Yeah, I did, but I didn't know what to.
Remember his birthday?
Okay.
What do you put in the top of a bottle?
Like a cork or a stopper?
The musical instruments children play that are held like this, what are they called?
French horn.
Any other name that you have on the side?
No. Juice harp, a harp, a harmonica or something.
Now the one that you hold between your teeth, you know, what do you call that?
That's a juice harp.